I suspect dance and cinema have been intrinsically linked even before the development of formal or technical cinematography, or even photography. Perhaps the relationship began when a viewer exclusively watched the performance of dance by dancers who exclusively danced. It is likely that dance has been watched ever since it has been danced. But to exclusively watch is to skew its apprehension towards sensory effect and away from motor effect. Many ritual dances across cultures do not favor pure spectatorship. Every viewer is also de facto performer. The dance is communally shared by dancing rather than by watching. This is perhaps also true of the urban ritual of dancing in nightclubs. A tendency then towards a fission between sensory perception and motor action privileges a hermeneutic experience, an experience of reading movement over the more visceral or even erotic experience of moving. This systematic bias that is imminent in exclusively performing or exclusively watching dance would ultimately lead the hermeneutic experience to constantly represent the erotic, while also continuously denying the viewer any visceral access to the erotic. I suspect such choreography is ultimately always pornography.